delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
What's up, everybody? How everybody feeling tonight?
Hey, can we turn the lights down a little bit?
Been drinking a little bit too much rock in the back. Thank you.
Fat Nash in the building, close up in the front.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see my people, the lights killing me.
Big Fats podcast. Hottest podcast in the street on Made It a Buckhead. Give it up for Big Fats making it a Buckhead Theater, man. You know, this mean a lot to us. I'm going to check on my people, then I'm going to check on y'all. First off, how y'all feeling? Y'all good? Bank? Jay? Jay, you good? Oh, she just like the fucking podcast. Geeked
yeah.
up.
I just told you don't do that when we was in the back.
I'm sorry.
Big shout out to my partner, Big Bank. Big Bank, man. This is big, man. It's your birthday week, man. Happy birthday, Big Bank.
What we doing, Screen?
Let's start the conversation. All right, we're going to start the conversation. Y'all know if y'all fans of the Big Facts podcast, we
y'all nigga ain't
have.
Smoking?
Oh, roll it up. You ain't smoking. They following you.
I'm on the way.
You smoke, they smoke.
I don't smell nothing, Screen.
You smoke, they smoke.
My bad, Screen. How many times I said that? My bad.
Look, we gonna start the conversation. Also, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all get some drinks. Big shout out to Revolt in the building, Ciroc. We got merchandise out there, a photo booth, so you know what I'm saying, during the intermissions, make sure y'all explore, have a good time and everything. So let's start the conversation.
Okay.
You want to start it, Jay? You want me to start it? Who? How you want to start it?
It don't matter. How you want to do it?
Jay.
We doing us. Okay,
do the
cool.
Honors.
So the first question for the audience is, are you wrong for leaving loyal liabilities behind?
Explain.
And loyal liabilities are like niggas that you grew up with, people that have been around you since day one, anybody that's kind of like been around for an extended period of time but is not necessarily pulling their weight or helping you advance. Are you wrong for cutting them off so that you can go higher?
Can't take everybody with you on the way to the
back,
top.
Back. What them folks at with the mic?
You want to jump to that already?
Shit, I'm blind.
So what's your thoughts on that, Jade?
I think
this your partner now. They hold you down. They loyal to you. You know what I'm saying? But you feel like they might be a liability. It might slow you down from your progress. How you feel about it?
I think that everything at least deserves an initial conversation so that you can like get to the bottom of why they're not doing what they're supposed to do. And once you give them that benefit of the doubt, then you got to cut them loose, because if not, they're going to drown you.
What is it to talk about if you don't give a nigga chance after chance? He's saying a liability. So ain't nothing to talk about once you done figured out that the nigga's a liability to you.
No, but what I'm saying is, it's like you at least deserve to give them that initial, like, hey, you're not helping me. If you don't fucking tighten up,
if you don't get your shit together,
gone.
I'm gonna stop fucking with you, basically.
Yeah.
What you think, Bank?
Thing, fuck these niggas, man. At the end of the day, when niggas show you some bullshit, man, how many times you gonna goddamn let them do it?
But I'm saying, if they loyal to you, though, that's your dog.
What's loyalty? If you loyal to me, then we ain't got no problem.
They there for everything. They just can't level up and get their shit together.
I don't understand how you could be a liability and loyal at the same time.
Meaning as in they loyal to you, they down for you, you trust them and all that shit. You trust them, but you don't think they're gonna help you elevate or level up. They might be holding you down because their mindset might be different than yours. You think what I'm saying?
Yeah, or they might be stuck in one place or stuck in one mind frame.
Like they always late or some shit or some bullshit.
Yeah.
But if
that's your people and he loyal, that's a different conversation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, and if you a boss, you should be able to figure out what position he go in. Now, if he act like he don't want to go in that position, then he not loyal. Like, nigga, you might not be, can't put you on Big Fat with me and Scream and Jay, but you maybe can take the pictures. If you don't want to take the pictures, you want to be on stage. Shit, and it ain't for you. What I supposed to tell you?
Gotcha. This is just like a dead weight conversation, but if they loyal to you, you got to give them some credit or points for being.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, if they're loyal and they just got like some little shit going on that they need to tighten up with, that's what I meant by that initial conversation. Like, just let them know, hey, you got to work on this so that we can go higher. And if they don't do that or they're not able to change, then you have to leave them alone until you're able to come back and get them without them being a detriment to you.
What you saying? Just cut them out cold turkey? Like,
Not necessarily cold turkey, but you got to distance yourself, because at the end of the day, if you don't, then they're going to be your downfall.
Facts.
Big facts. Thanks. Go to the audience. Shy, you in the audience. You got any audience members that want to chime in on our conversation? Big Facts Live, Buckhead Theater.
I got my boy over here. He was doing a lot of talking when y'all was talking, but I need him to say what he needs to say now.
We ain't got no
stand up, introduce
here.
Yourself, my brother. Stand up, introduce yourself, all that
What's
shit.
What's your name and where you from?
We ain't got no light to go on these people.
But I'm from the west side.
I thought we would be.
hold up, hold his mic up,
man,
right.
Where
son?
The light people at, man? Put the lights on these folks, man. This shit going on TV.
Go for it, my brother. Introduce yourself.
Name Angie. I'm from Mechanicville.
Zone 3 in the building. Okay.
So what you think about the loyal liabilities?
Like, what the topic y'all say if a nigga like y'all a family type shit and he bringing you down?
It's your people. They loyal to you, but they a liability. They holding you down from getting the way you need
it
to be.
It can be a day one nigga, your family, whoever. It doesn't matter.
See that what I'm saying? Like, shit, family or not, shit, you gotta goddamn, you know, separate yourself.
So you say
what, nigga?
You hear what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying?
That nigga say, you know what I'm saying? Shit, straight a lot of shit. You know I fuck with you, man. Nigga fuck wrong with y'all, nigga, man. Nah, bro, spit that shit out, bro.
Real shit, though. Real shit, though.
What? Like, real what? What part?
This nigga your fan, right? And, nigga, all you doing is goddamn nigga going down and down and down. Nigga, you can't fuck with that nigga, you see what I'm saying?
I'm gonna translate.
Zone
everybody
three
follow.
In the building.
So he basically saying you can't fuck with them. It don't matter. Family or anybody, after they show you who they are, let them go.
That's what I was saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, do you cut them out cold turkey or bag up from them?
I think you keep a safe distance. Keep a safe distance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, goddamn A, goddamn
B.
Where he at?
Call that little homie right there at the mic. He got some shit to say.
Which one?
Right here with the cast on in the yellow shirt.
Up. Call that up. In the yellow shirt. Yellow
who
shirt.
Got
straight
on
ahead.
Yellow?
Straight ahead.
Call that. I got you.
Okay, you got him.
What's your name? Where you from?
My name Mike. I'm from the South Side, from Clayco.
Okay, Clayco. What we got to talk about?
Well, when it comes to a lower liability, and like y'all saying, like, we couldn't be knowing this person for 8, 10 years, you know what I'm saying? You really put in 10 years with somebody, they done seen your ups, they done seen your downs, they done seen your in-betweens, you know, but when they do something that really go against your morals or your standards, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you got to establish a connection with somebody over a consistent period of year, you know, you can't cut them off cold turkey. You could probably not talk to them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, give them a cool, like,
because they know
20,
too much. They know
you
too much.
You give them a 21 days silent. You know what I'm saying? No Instagram, no texts, no FaceTime. You know what I'm saying? We ain't kicking it, bro. But I can't, or a nigga like me, I'm just not going to cut you off. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give you a chance to straighten your face with me, you know, because the issue had to come from something that we both disagreed upon, you know. But A lower liability really just sounds like a contradiction to me.
Facts. I feel the same way.
We shouldn't even associate ourselves with somebody who lower, because we know what loyal is and we know what a liability is. You know, liability is not reliable.
Yeah, so you can't be loyal to me if you got that
big facts.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah.
That's the way to look at it.
How?
If you feel like somebody holding you down and holding you back because of their actions is what we're saying, what do you do?
It's just like saying a nigga fuck nigga, but he ain't a fuck nigga like that.
Basically, you nailed it.
But scream like real shit on the flip side, if the nigga that's been loyal to you fucking flips the script all of a sudden and violates, then he gotta go.
Facts.
Like,
yeah, that's different.
Period.
He ain't loyal no more.
Yeah.
A liability
exactly.
Gonna cost you something.
Nah, that's real. Oh, that's bro that was in the backstage. What you said I am, bro? No, backstage, what you... I'm a conduit.
Stand up and...
Y'all know what that mean, because I didn't until you told me.
Oh, yeah, pop your shit. That's big.
Now, what's going on? It's your boy, King Rich. Goddamn.
A little louder.
Oh, this nigga with the R&B voice.
No, like a liability gonna cost you something. So if you loyal to me, you shouldn't be costing me too much, not consistently. You know what I'm saying? You got an obligation to produce, because I'm producing for me and the team. You know what I'm saying? So if you a liability... That means you taking something away from the wins that we all getting together consistently, not just sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So that make you a problem. So like Ben Simmons and his free throws.
Hey, nah, bro. I had said a conduit. What that is? When you told me I was. Hey,
so a conduit. Me and Ben was talking about backstage about him being a conduit. Like that mean that energy flow through you and you conduct the energy. You know what I'm saying? So you can't be a liability and a conduit at the same time. You stopping the energy flow. You know what I'm saying? So.
Facts.
Big facts.
All right.
What's good? I'm Big A Prado from the South Side. So look, I was told...
What's up, bro?
What's going on? I was told you can't keep everybody under your wing because you can't fly with one. So a loyal liability is somebody that's been around for a long time, and as you start to elevate, they still hold you down because they used to being where you were. And now I want to see you going where you're trying to go. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to reach back and pull them up with you, like give them a position or something like Banks said. You know what I'm saying? That's what a loyal liability is to me.
Facts.
Like that.
So, yeah, I cut the motherfuckers off for the time being.
That's what's up. Next topic.
What we doing?
What you got, Jade?
You ready?
Yeah. We talking about that?
Yeah, so the next topic is, can you rekindle a friendship or relationship once you guys fell out or is it dead?
What y'all fell out about, though?
Yeah, what y'all fell out about? How bad is the fallout?
That's the question.
Like, is it some lying shit or some thieving shit or, like, how bad is it? Because you can just have an argument and fall out over some bullshit.
I think you can always come back from that shit if you ain't got damn diss me on Instagram or some shit.
Oh, the gram, that's
do
it.
That, nigga.
Bro,
fuck
you so
you
country,
forever.
Bro.
Like, that works for the shit. Nigga, I want to do something.
Big facts.
For real.
So you say once it go to social media, it's up, it's over.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, it's like, fuck a nigga all the way around when a nigga go to doing shit like that.
It's public knowledge.
Y'all know
what's
Fat
up,
Nasty
Big Belly Boy Gang?
Stand up, introduce yourself, bro. Come on.
Fat Nasty Podcast, Belly Game Boys in full effect. You already know. Let me put my belly on your butt. We in this bitch, me and my boy. Y'all already know. So look, what I'm saying is if it costs you harm, any kind of harm, you can't come back from that shit.
Fact.
But if it ain't cost you no harm and a nigga ain't disrespect you or put you on IG or no shit like that, you should be able to sit down and chop it up with him.
Fact.
But the shit that be hurting the nigga the most is when the nigga did something and then he don't reach out to you knowing that he did it, make it seem like it's your fault. You get what I'm saying? That's what niggas can't come back from that. When nigga like, oh, it's his fault that he did. Like, nah, nigga, you did the shit, so man up and be a man and come to me and let me know that you did the shit. A lot of niggas can't do that.
Niggas will be mad at you because you, like, and they them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like,
for
sure. Why the fuck I had to be this?
Oh, hold on. I got one more. Hold on.
Not even necessarily, like, also, like, outside of being you, people hate you for the way that other people and everybody else loves you.
Oh, nah, yeah. That's a whole
other thing. All right,
Jay. Been dealing with that for years.
Doing,
hold on, home. Courtney, what's up?
Courtney, you got something?
To bounce out what Bruh said over here. Basically, it all depends on the circumstance, man. If people break morals and principles in between that fight, whoever that situation was, if they break morals and principles, then there ain't no coming back from it.
For sure.
So forgiveness, it can happen. Just depend how deep it is.
Man, it's 2021, man. Who forgive a nigga, man? Once it's up. Fuck you.
But y'all just said lower liabilities.
Yeah, I don't care nothing about
liabilities. Lower liabilities.
You can forgive and not forget.
Huh?
I think you can forgive and not forget.
Nah. Cause I'm always had to watch you. If I gotta watch you, fuck you.
But if you, but it's like if you can't forget, why even forgive? Cause the relationship ain't never gonna be the same.
A female in the crowd, yeah. Give her a mic.
I got you, baby.
Stand up.
Stand up.
What's your name and where you from? Yep.
My name is Michaela. I'm from Macon, Georgia. If you finna be like, okay, let me fuck with them again. We can chop it up. We can, you know what I'm saying? We can get over this shit. But if you know you finna be looking at them strange as hell for the rest of the time being, don't even do that shit. It's no point.
Yeah, it's gonna take too much energy.
It's no point. If you can't fully trust them like you did before, let that shit go. It's no point.
Hey, I'm gonna ask y'all niggas quick. Can you take your girl back when you know she fucked a nigga?
Shit, that's the next topic.
Hold on, Scream. I got one more. Needed from Decatur. What's up?
Okay, really, once you want to put your hands on that person, I feel like you gotta, y'all gotta end that. Like, every time you turn up a little bit, get a little loud, I'm gonna think, like, we about to fight now, because we was already.
No, like, once you put your hands on somebody,
it ain't no friendship, ain't no coming back, ain't no more, like, once you even think about, like, I'm about to beat up.
Every niggas time, ain't really putting their hands on niggas no more, though, but niggas smoking you, niggas, like, niggas ain't doing that.
So once you feel like you want to do all that, go get your gun out, yeah, you ain't no friendship.
Oh, she just got straight to it. What's your name? Where you from?
Where you from?
Nita from Decatur.
Okay.
Decatur's from the city, baby.
Yeah, she. Nah. All
right. Fat Nasty show, got some shit show. To talk again. Fat Nasty got some shit to talk again, y'all.
Go ahead.
Girls don't have real beef, though. Niggas have real
beef. How?
Because when y'all see each other, it ain't lit.
That's false. That's false.
That's cap.
That's cap.
If a nigga see a nigga right now, cap on the play. He can't come to Big Facts.
Cap on the play.
You get what I'm saying? What?
I see a
okay,
lot
the big belly boys
have been keeping that question.
Girls fall out over a Miami trip.
Can
it's over.
You take
yeah,
your
that's
girl
a Miami
back.
Trip.
It's over.
We talking about
girls
Miami
fall out over a Miami deep. Trip.
Hey, listen, hold on. Time out.
They finna eat his ass up. They finna eat his ass up in their audience.
Listen to what I'm saying now. Girls don't have real beef like niggas. When a nigga got beef, you can't show up to Big Facts. You know you can't come to the show if it's smoke.
Nate. Can you take your girl back?
No, hell no. We just talked about that the other day. If I walked in and two niggas are deucing my bitch, I'm going to jail that
Why
night.
Why gotta be two? Yeah. That's extreme.
I'm blocking the door.
That's extreme.
I'm going to jail that night.
Yo, what's gonna be on your mind? Like, I wanted if she do this.
So we can agree that 80% of beef start over pussy.
Over women?
Over what pussy. What you say, 80% of beef start over pussy?
All of it.
Nine times out of ten, the root of every beef is a bitch.
You giving women way too much credit.
Pussy
you giving women way too much credit.
My bad,
pussy
y'all.
And
all right, hands up, don't shoot.
Jay, have you ever had beef?
What's up? Hold on.
Rip, have you ever had beef?
Oh, yeah.
So a female can have beef. Jay don't have beef, bro.
I have plenty of beef. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about.
She don't know what the
fuck
he's talking about.
In real life, like.
Jay don't have beef, bro.
Females ain't got real beef.
Hold on, bitch.
Everybody not beefing like you, Jay. Be real. Most girls that beef is not beefing like you.
Jay, it ain't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. This is what I'm saying. Y'all know when niggas beef, it's lit. Every time they see each other, it might be a shootout.
But these niggas some like hoes. They not beefing like that.
It sound good, Jay. Niggas is dying around this bitch.
Niggas,
you better watch Fox 5.
Niggas ain't dying
niggas
like
getting
that.
Their ass lit up. You better
raise
watch
your
this
hand.
Shit for real.
If you would take
around.
Your girl back, if she did dick, you would be. Why? Give him the mic. He said
he
would.
Mic. Yeah.
Where you at?
Run him a mic, fat.
Rose jersey.
Where
D Rose jersey,
I
right there.
Like, stand up. Run him a mic.
Prado, hold on, Prado. I got you. What's up?
The nigga
What's
with
up?
The dress, shy. The nigga with the dress right there.
Hey,
Chicago.
Look.
Wait. You next.
I'ma say this now. If I done fucked multiple bitches, then yeah, I take my bitch back if she fucked one nigga. I don't mind that.
Hold on. I'll just ask.
What
you say, big boy?
Hold on.
What
do
you say? What did he say?
I said if I fuck multiple bitches. If I done cheated on my girl, then of course I'll take her back if she fucked one nigga. Bro, I'm a nasty dealer.
I'm a nasty dealer, Jack.
What's that name, man? Go on, man. I'm a nasty dealer, Jack. I'm going to take my hoe and I'm going to hit my hoe like he didn't hit my hoe.
Man, right. You tripping.
Alright, y'all, I got somebody else.
He thought the girl gonna be like, oh yeah. He old nigga like, boy, stop.
My bad.
Bruh, better not take it back after me,
right
boy.
Here.
Don't take it back after me. I'm going to do a dirty. Nobody shouldn't want it after me.
All right, I got somebody right here.
Nah, don't sit down now.
What's your name and where you from?
Stand up, big fella.
Yeah, my name Nate. Shit, I'm from Alabama. But y'all though, shit, Baby J, goddamn, it was just like, shit, even if that my bitch, that she can't be cheating on me, so shit, make it goddamn simple. That can't be my bitch, she cheating on me, so shit, she goddamn automatically going to the side. That my side hoe, you feel what I'm saying?
Hold on.
Shit, nah, but listen to this, though. You saying that if she cheated on you, that's not your bitch, but... Like, what if y'all live together and, like, your grandma's picture is over the bed and she looks at y'all every night and, you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit. Like, she cheats on you, but that still doesn't make her not your bitch.
You trying to let me go fed.
Cheat.
I'm going fed that night. But listen, but check it out, though. That ain't, hey, like I say, hey, shout out to that bitch and whoever she fucking, because that ain't my bitch no more. It's just simple as that. You feel what I'm saying?
So you just going to cut the call off cold turkey?
Hey, the bitch not with me no more. It's all with, like, I'ma tell her how I feel, you feel me? I'ma give her my whole.
Somebody see.
It's all without that. It's all without that. I ain't even gonna lie.
Security!
Somebody see. Nephew, so you basically saying you'll take your bitch back if she suck a nigga dick?
See, that's the thing. Look, bang, look.
Yes or no?
All that different, big buddy.
Yes look. Or no?
You gotta be a man.
No,
so
you trying to switch it up now, big dog.
You gotta be a real nigga, though. You feel me? You gotta be a real nigga. What if that bitch? What if it was a mistake? You accept mistakes.
So you saying this hoe cheated by mistake?
Sam, would you forgive somebody for making a mistake? Would you forgive
bro,
somebody for making
hey,
a mistake?
So she put this nigga's dick in her mouth by mistake?
I appreciate you, bro.
Ain't no more.
Appreciate
he said,
you.
Oh,
granted my
he
shot.
He said, scream. He said the nigga's dick fell in his girl's mouth by mistake.
Hold on, man.
Oh, my God.
Shaq, get the mic.
I got it. I been took it, y'all.
Hold on, scream. I got one more.
Nah, that's what
all
I'm saying. If you still love her, just say it, bro. Still love her, bro. It's cool.
Nah, you tripping. Sit down, man. Who next?
Introduce yourself, bro.
Hey, man. It's Lord from SC. I came out with the fuck
show,
with y'all, man.
Man.
Subscribe to Talk is Talk. But once she fuck, I don't want her no more.
What'd you say, King? Say it one more time.
I said, once she fuck, I don't want her no more.
What you had said before that?
I said, Talk is Talk podcast.
Shout out to Talk is Talk podcast.
Came out with the fuck
sure.
with y'all. Yeah,
oh,
but
nah,
once she fuck, I can't do nothing with her no more.
It's just like this, man. Once your girl go that far with another nigga, he can convince her to do anything.
I can't get past it.
If he can talk your bitch out of that pussy, he can talk that bitch to, hey, where that safe at? Where that nigga? Where that? That thing, you know, you try to take the bitch back, there you're wrong. Big boy trying to switch it up. No, she saw a dick, that different. What hoe ain't sucking dick, big?
I'm dead.
Huh?
Yeah, niggas don't. Hold on.
I'm
gonna tell you like this, bro. Women cheat with emotions, bro. Not just the pussy.
That makes it worse. Like, what are you saying?
But that's what I'm saying. If a woman just fuck a nigga, it just, bro. I can't say that, bro. I done fucked plenty of hoes that I just hit and it was just that. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't that, bro. So I know how it is just to hit a hoe that you just hit. It's cap.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. Listen.
Here.
Hey, Big A, listen to what I'm saying. You got to listen to yourself, right?
I'm listening.
If you're saying that women cheat with emotions, that means that if your bitch cheats on you, she's in her feelings while she's cheating with this
if
nigga.
If a woman going on dates
instead
with
of
a nigga
just being
and,
a fuck, you
and
see what
booed
I'm saying?
Up with a nigga on some making them up, that's different. You
hey,
said just fucking a nigga. That's what I'm telling you. If a bitch go out and she drunk and she fuck a nigga, that's different than going on dates.
Hey, she the loop. She called the loop. She the loop.
The hoe to hoe. You right
loop.
About that.
Hey.
Listen what I'm telling you. If
big,
a bitch give you that pussy, she like
shy.
Hey, look,
somebody
if a bitch,
fuck big girl, he still with us.
If your girlfriend cheat on you, she like,
hey, she here?
Big.
That's your girl sitting next
get
to you?
Get rid of.
That's your girl? Oh, okay.
Get rid of, big.
I got a girl that want to say something.
She do it ding-a-ling.
Ew. No, he can have his girl, but I'm just saying. Like,
she ain't you? Where she at?
He might not have a name, bro. I got a girl in the middle. I'm sorry, but
no. Where she at?
Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself.
My name is Heart Shimmer on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. So I'm here to represent for the Progress Report. We're okay. All female podcast. We only fuck with bitches. So if you cheat on us with a nigga, it's a problem.
Huh? You said one more time.
We only fuck with bitches. So if you cheat on us with a nigga, it's a whole type of hit. Like, it's
so what are you?
Type.
You're gay or something? Like, what's going on?
Yes. Yes.
You saying she cheat with a nigga is over with.
It's over with.
Why?
You fucking a nigga. Like, you
what?
Is
she, what about she cheat with a female?
K?
Oh, that's different because it could turn into something good.
K possible?
Huh?
That could turn into something good. If she cheat with a bitch, that could turn into something good. Like, we all
oh, because you like females.
This is confusing.
Yes.
But she cheated, though.
It don't matter because cheating with a bitch is different from cheating with a nigga.
This is confusing.
It's not. It's not confusing. It's not.
You're speaking. Are you speaking like
you
if
tripped.
She cheats with a nigga, it's
this
a different
a whole
thing
different
only
set of rules.
For.
If she cheat
like,
with a nigga,
gay people.
But if she cheat with a bitch, we can all have fun.
But if she cheat with a nigga, she going to get something that she ain't got, though.
I know, and that's a problem. That's why it hit different. It hit different.
That's why you feel some type of way?
Yeah, that's why I would feel some type of way.
Damn.
There you go.
What all you think about that now scream?
Let's switch it up.
Hold on.
Time to switch it up. Oh. Jay.
We got one more that want to say something. We got two more.
Wait, Scream. One more.
We got
come
two
on.
More. Two
hold
more.
On, let me get her. Let me get her.
One mic. Tip it. She turned it. She the one's like.
We ain't no clubhouse. You can shut up.
Tiffany, what's up?
I just had a serious question for the men in the audience, and y'all really ain't going to like me after this.
Go ahead.
I'm just being really real. I'm just coming from a woman who's been married for 13 years. I'm just being really real. The type of bullshit that y'all pull and then turn around and say that y'all wouldn't accept, why in the fuck would we stay with you?
Bye.
If Dion.
Bitch, bye. I get plenty, bitch.
We leave, though. We leave,
tripping on
though.
No bitch. Bye.
Let's just be real.
Bye.
Let's be real. Let it
got real.
Real. Jodeci at home, and y'all ain't letting us go nowhere. Stop acting like y'all really about that life.
You said your nigga don't let you go anywhere.
Then what?
Oh, guess
what?
If I'm just saying, really, the ones who saying you like you, let's say you can leave.
If I really love her, I'm gonna try to convince you.
You sitting outside of my house for 12 fucking hours,
listen,
and I'm trying to figure out.
You're right. But if you don't go for that, listen. You're right. I'm gonna try to convince you with all my might. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry. I might cry and everything.
But this is what I'm
saying.
But
bitch, you dead serious. Bye.
But this, and we do leave. But my thing is, you would never have to chase me if y'all stop this bullshit and fuck us like y'all act like y'all wanna fuck these strippers. Because when we go and fuck a nigga like we should, y'all crying. Stop the bullshit.
You're right.
I know
hey,
I'm
look,
right.
Sweetheart, can I ask you a question?
You're right.
Yes, ma'am.
You're right.
Can I ask you a question?
You're right, but
ma'am.
It's a different day and time.
And no, it ain't.
Let me ask you a question.
I'll be 36 years old.
In 2 minutes,
the game
dude,
ain't
like,
changed.
Trying to be
it's
funny.
Just women are expected to accept more. And I don't fucking know why.
Hey, look, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Are you currently in a relationship?
I've been happily married for 13 years.
Big facts. You've been married for 13 years?
To the same man. I'm just wondering, just in general, for every man who's saying this.
And you think your husband has never cheated on you?
I didn't say that. All I've asked was
MJ,
this.
MJ, you from your
husband? No. I'm 100% real. We gonna keep it 100. Me and my husband got married at 22 and 24. So So the issues I had was when he was still a fucking boy. But my thing is, y'all come to us like we rehab centers. We gotta take what y'all do and still feed y'all and fuck y'all like we happy. If y'all do what y'all is supposed to do, cause we asked for the bare fucking minimum. If y'all did that, it wouldn't be no problems. But y'all wanna do what y'all wanna
do. You right, baby, you right.
Expect me to fuck you like you ain't did nothing wrong to me. You can kiss my ass. I'm just saying.
You right.
That's all I'm saying. My husband can get whatever the fuck he want. All I'm saying is don't ask shit of me that y'all asses can't do yourselves.
Hey, look, so can I ask you one more thing? Have you ever stepped out on your husband?
No, because I'm a sapiosexual. So for me, I gotta really be in tune with you. We gotta be on a different type of level for me to actually fuck you. I know for men, they'll fuck a garbage bag. But for me, like, I really need something deeper, so I wouldn't step out. But emotionally, I have, for sure. But not physical.
You said this, emotionally you stepped
for,
out?
For sure. I definitely
baby,
did.
Baby,
again,
baby.
I said I was 22.
Hey, y'all.
I was 22 years old. Baby. That's when hey, I still
I got
thought,
somebody over here. Right. Boo boo.
You're right. On behalf of management, we is not going to be no air conditioned. We not
and
let
we
nobody
need
else
nice
get
contestant.
Up here and vent. She vented, y'all. She just vented.
Not vented. Rip, sit down.
Oh, you know her?
I get it.
Hey,
but
I got somebody over here, y'all.
Nah, switching it up. Switching it up.
Nah, that's
switching
it, but,
God
but that
damn it.
Ain't,
switching
that ain't,
up.
That ain't what we, that ain't, what we would try to do right now.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, child.
My bad, Scream.
Go ahead.
I got you, Scream. Look, what we doing, Scream?
You
nah,
right.
Nah, come on, for,
right, we
come
go
on
to,
for, nah, for you.
Nah,
nah,
don't do
you
that.
You had me stop them, and then now you're going to make me look bad in front of company. All this company going to make me look bad.
You going to do all that yelling.
We here now. Everybody looking at you.
He
now,
wanna
the dog.
You want to talk on Clubhouse.
You know.
He don't want to talk in real life. What's up, Ted?
I got you right here.
Ted ain't
hey,
shit.
I want what the lady that say they got the Only Girls podcast. I'm fucking with y'all because I don't fuck with these niggas either.
Nah, real
y'all
shit.
Podcast is.
All right, what we doing, Scream?
What?
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm going to be banked. What we doing, Scream?
Hey, we have Big Fast Live Buckhead Theater, man. You know what I'm saying? Kicking it. We're going to chop it up with Young Nudie later. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to Slime Ball.
Big 4L.
You know what I'm saying? Get your merch and all that shit. You know what I mean?
They got hot dogs in the front.
So Jay, you had a topic. You said we were chopping it up backstage about...
Yeah. So look, this question is for like all the guys in here or whatever, right? So... is it okay for your wife, your girlfriend, your bitch, whatever she is, the important lady to you, to get something for her baby's father for Father's Day?
No.
Man, hell nah, that ain't it, man. Hell nah, man. That ain't it. I'm going with this shit, man. Think of something else, man.
That ain't it.
Is that a no?
Is that ladies, a no or y'all yes? Buying y'all baby daddy
gifts?
Is
that gift? A no or yes? Shit, she said.
What else you got, B?
I got somebody.
Oh, now you want to talk?
Hey, I got somebody, y'all. I got what somebody got, that's going to answer
let
that.
Talk. Let her talk. Let her
I
talk.
I got somebody that's going to answer that. What's
get
your name, baby?
My name Kiel.
And where you from?
Detroit.
Speak up, speak
up,
speak up.
You gotta speak up, baby.
My
we
name
can't hear
is Kiel,
you.
And I'm from Detroit. We ain't buying these niggas no gifts. It depends
on... Hey, listen,
on,
y'all in the audience, y'all gotta be quiet and let her
no,
talk,
No, it depends
real.
On what type of fathers they are, though. If they really take care of their kids, they might get a gift. But if they ain't doing too much of shit, they ain't getting shit.
She said what she said. She said, if they're doing for their kids, she buying a gift. If you ain't shit, you ain't getting shit. Period.
Big Fetch Live is going down.
What's your name?
What if? I say
what different. If global management and yeah. This motherfucker?
Yeah. I say a different scenario to that, because I wish a bitch would. Nigga ain't took care of them children and never.
Oh, you saying so, your baby mama? Oh, I got, that's a good I got, question right there.
That's what I said.
Can your baby mama, bro. What you say?
Go ahead and say what you finna
that
say.
What you, that's what the question was.
You didn't, yeah, you didn't hear me, bro.
Yeah, that shit didn't sound right.
Just get a fuck.
It didn't. I'm gonna be real. Say. Oh, can my girl buy her baby daddy something for Father's Day?
Yeah.
Fuck, no.
But what if he takes care of
you don't even know him no more. What you talking
not
about?
No more.
Bitch, I told her that nigga.
Oh, you're the provider.
I told her that nigga. Man.
You're the provider.
I ain't no who. I don't see y'all living in different day and time than these girls do whatever. Though I'm glad my wife ain't got no baby daddy and all
I'm
that.
I'm screaming.
This shit gonna get drashing.
But I take care of them fucking children, so I wish a bitch would.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
I take
matter
care
fact,
of them.
Bro, they
where the ladies at?
This
like,
ain't
no
your baby
the
no more. This and ain't all, your baby man. No more. This my baby. Gone.
Big facts.
Because I don't want you around my bitch reminiscing and doing all that which y'all used to do.
I'm screaming.
I'm too nervous about that shit.
You're a fool, bro.
So screen you let your baby, I mean your
no,
wife.
No, no, no.
It ain't no ladies that's gonna say nothing screen. About this shit. Like
y'all know screaming
nope.
Don't play.
When you finish, nope. You said what, Jay?
It ain't no ladies that's in the audience that ain't got nothing to say about this shit.
Ladies, what's up? What y'all got to say?
Oh, they ain't got no kids.
They got a bunch of them.
Do you, is it a woman in the crowd think she should? Think she should buy her baby daddy something? And she got a dude?
What y'all got? What you got, Sean?
Real
got
shit. Somebody? Do anybody?
Huh?
You got somebody?
I got one.
Let her
right
talk
here.
In the purple.
In the purple. In the purple.
What's your name and where you from?
My name is Key, and I'm from the South Side. If I had a baby daddy, I don't think you should, because especially if you married and you doing that, like, for what? Because that shit been over with, and it's been over with for a reason. Like, that nigga in the past for a reason. He could be a good dad. That's cool and all, but... At the same token, you don't get no cookie for being a good dad.
Facts. Them facts right now.
Fat ass said take away from his gift. You buying other gifts to take away from his gift, that's what he said.
Nah, real shit. I don't even want gifts, though, so don't buy no nigga no gift. Don't buy no... We ain't celebrating no Father's Day. Like, we locked in. What are we doing all that for?
We got one more. We got one more over here.
Damn.
One more over here. Switch this topic. To another topic.
What's your name? Where you from?
Hey, I'm Drake. I'm from Tennessee. I feel that it's vice versa. If you was already co-parenting, yeah, you should give him a gift. Hey, what's the reason?
Y'all gonna so let me ask you this. If you had a baby daddy, would you let your baby daddy accept a gift from his old baby mama?
If they on that good co-parenting, you know, you got to think positive sometimes.
But most are, though.
They gonna sneak, y'all be sneaking to your baby mama house anyway, so, you know, y'all wanna, like, oh, y'all can't do this with your baby daddy, but y'all be sneaking to the baby
bruh,
mama house.
If you fucking up, I ain't finna make you comfortable fucking my bitch. Like, just roll the red carpet out. No.
I ain't rolling out no red carpet.
No, I'm just saying, if I let her feel like it's okay for her to goddamn Well, how you know he want a gift? What y'all been talking before?
No, first of all, I ain't giving it to him. The child gonna give it to him. The kid's gonna give it to
big
him.
Big facts.
The kid's big gonna facts. Give it to him. You gotta
how
try.
You how you still try. Know what he like?
Because they got a good relationship. If your child got a relationship with their father, why not let them get him a gift?
Nah, we ain't saying the kids. We saying you as his ex bitch getting him a gift.
Them badass kids gonna get their daddy that gift. Nah, I ain't getting shit. I ain't getting nothing. The kids gonna
get it. Oh, you saying
not,
you
I'm not saying you from the child, though. That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, nah, that's different. You heard what she said. You saying the gift would be from the kids.
Right.
That's different. I'm saying you
that
buy
shit, all that shit cap. It's still from the bitch.
You know that. Like I said, these folk, my folks ain't even gonna know them.
The kids are a disguise.
I'm people that's into that.
The rationale.
The kids ain't even got no money.
Yeah.
All right, one more topic. Shouts to Ciroc, shouts to Revolt, you know what I'm saying? All the people fucking with us, Black Effect, you know what I mean? Hood Rich in the building, duct tape, salute. Oh, so it's a lot of OGs, you know what I'm saying? Real niggas in the building, some young niggas in the building as well.
Oh yeah, let's get into this.
So when you hear the phrase, when you hear a young nigga say some shit like, man, old niggas is the biggest haters, how you feel about that?
Big fat.
That deep.
Hold up. Hold up. We
big,
got
big,
one.
Big fat. Big fat. Big
get
fat,
what, bro?
Big fat.
Niggas done changed the meaning of hate, though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Opinions now is hate.
Opinion is hate.
You know what I'm saying? You can say, I don't like that, or I don't wear skinny jeans, or whatever you say. Now you hate on the nigga who got skinny jeans on.
But see,
I don't wear them off.
I think some of the young niggas might be talking about,
but
like.
Yeah, but it's a difference, though. If you say, I don't like skinny jeans, or I don't wear skinny jeans, you just stay in your opinion, that's cool. But if you say, them niggas that wear skinny jeans gay as hell, or, you know what I'm saying,
if
them niggas that wear skinny
shit
jeans.
Look great, minus the R, it looks great. That shit, that look, because sometimes, you know, it's cool to wear when you dress up, but some niggas gonna look too fucked. Like, you trying to, every time I see a girl with them on, she trying to catch her man.
Oh, he's trying to catch his man.
Let them girls like that. I don't know, do females like those, not the chest, you know, the fashionable skinny jeans, everybody wear. You'll be looking like a goddamn old, but goddamn 1992, you got some big, big legs on. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about your size skinny jeans, because I wear skinny jeans. All my jeans say skinny,
but you don't
but
wear the jeggings, though. You wear jeans.
You know what I'm saying? If I wear a 40, I ain't going to go get no 36 skinny jeans. I'm gonna go get a 40. You know what I'm saying?
Back to the topic though. Where does that come from? Why do young niggas say OGs or old niggas is hating on them?
Because they be
gotta
hating.
Come from somewhere. It might
some
be
of them
some.
Do.
It might be some yeah, truth to some of it.
Niggas don't be want to move out these nigga way.
Hold on, screen. We got one. We got one. Hold on.
Nigga don't be want to move out.
What's your name? Where you from?
Oh, come on with it, Rip.
My name is Marcos Rippy. And to answer your question, I was gonna say yeah, if a young nigga say that old niggas is always hating, they around the wrong old niggas. Because the old niggas I'm around gonna put you down, gonna tell you something, gonna
see,
you on the curb.
See, listen, a lot of these old niggas are what I like to call used to be roosters. Like real nigga shit. Like they used to have money, they used to have whips. They used to have bricks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Black had a song about this shit, like, years ago, bro. Like, they used to have everything that these young niggas got, and now that they ain't got it no more, they salty as fuck. For no reason.
That just come with it. You know that, man. You know, at the end of the day, it's like, them niggas do be hating on them young niggas. Nigga don't want to get out the way. Nigga don't want to get out the way. You feel what I'm saying? It's like,
what is get out the way, though?
If I'm an old-ass nigga... I'm not finna be out here running the cars with these young niggas. You know what I'm saying?
For sure,
if I was
yeah,
in a trap,
yeah, shit like that, right.
I ain't finna be running the car. Big man, try it out, nigga. Fuck with me.
I feel you.
Like, shit bigger than nah, like, yeah, no, nah, whatever it is, like, even the rap shit. Like, so long, it's so... Bro, get out of these young niggas way, man.
What age should you stop rapping? That's another topic, though.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, anything, so niggas feel like that's hate, especially when you ain't trying to pull them up. I see like the old niggas who pulling these young niggas up.
Right.
Like, you they not hate. Like old ass niggas still trying to goddamn be like, that shit ain't it, or but you ain't trying to help a nigga, you ain't even trying to tell them shit.
But what about the circumstances where the old nigga is really just trying to put the young nigga on some game and they just don't want to hear
that?
That
shit ain't no game if you broke. Nigga wanna hear that.
Big facts.
Like, nah, but it's like
whatever you did, I don't wanna do that. So shut up. Nigga, we get these young niggas getting money, man.
All the old niggas that really be trying to put young niggas on game don't even come off like they on no hate and shit.
But these young niggas is smart these days. They look at you and like. That ain't what I want to be.
You ain't listening to him because I don't want to be.
They going about the OG.
Hey, I got somebody right here that want to talk to y'all.
Go for it, Sha.
What's your name? Where you from?
This Rich with one half of the Belly
Stand
Gang.
Stand up, Rich.
Oh, what's we up, nigga, Belly Gang, boys?
That's a fact. Yo, but the one part of that where old niggas, a lot of old niggas do be hating and getting in the way. You feel me? But they hate because the way these young niggas getting money now, they ain't really going through it the same way old nigga got it. So some of the old niggas be like, nah, hell no. Nah. We went through this to get this money. Y'all
niggas still locked in old-ass contracts and shit.
What you got to respect is like, shit.
Yeah, young nigga get 200 a occasion.
Young nigga get money. Young nigga get money. You supposed to respect what, regardless of how a nigga get his money. That's how he get it. Yeah, for sure.
And that's
why you say that moving out the way. Nigga supposed to just get out the way. Let a nigga do what he going to do. You feel me? But a lot of these old niggas will be like, hell no. Nah, these niggas ain't doing this. And how they, but niggas is popping up like, I don't need no advice from you. You broke. Yeah, you was the OG.
Exactly. How you going to tell a nigga how to do it right? You can't tell no nigga how to do it right. Everybody got a different destiny.
And it's 2021.
It is 2021. There's so many ways for niggas to get money. These young niggas are figuring it out. They going through these loopholes to get this money the right way. Where they ain't worried about all the problems old niggas were going through. And niggas don't like that. You feel me? So that's how that go.
Nah, for sure.
Big shout out Fat Nasty Podcast. What we got? Kodak Shaw. Any more people want to talk about old niggas?
Man,
hey y'all, we got no like old niggas in the fucking building. Where the old niggas at?
You talking to one? I'm one. I be father three, sir.
And we gonna come back and chop it up with Nudie, Young Nudie at Big Facts Buckhead Theater.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down. Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Y'all are at Big Facts Live at Buckhead Theater. I am DJ Scream, my partner Big Bank, Baby Jade. About to chop it up with the one and only Young Nudie. Shouts to everybody that came to fuck with us, came to support us. Big shouts out to Ciroc. Shouts to Revolt, Black Effect. Any words, Jade? You got something you want to say, Jade?
Nah, I'm just, shout out to everybody that fucks with us.
I'm all out here, man. Look at you.
So without further delay, because Bank said so, y'all make some noise for Young Nudie, man. Slime Ball, where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
There he is, y'all. Man, I look like number a bunch of zone sit folks in this motherfucker.
Big fact. Big Slime Ball, what's up, my brother?
What's up, my nigga?
What's up, Nudie? How you feeling, bro? You got Dr. Evil in the streets, you know what I'm saying? Rich Shooter on the way. How many? Is there anything particular on your mind you want to speak on tonight, bro? Or anything that's on your heart or your mind, or you just kicking it?
Nah. I just waiting for whatever y'all at me. Yeah, whatever you ask.
Like, you just dropped the album, right?
Yeah.
What name of it was?
Dr. Evil, right?
Dr. Evil. Yeah.
Who all did you have featured on there?
Savage. Who the hell else on that motherfucker? Uzi and goddamn Herbo. Yeah, Savage, Uzi, and Herbo. Yeah.
What was your selection process with those features?
Shit, I just they fucked with me, so I sent it to them.
Cause last time you said we was chopping it up about how you want to fuck with niggas, but for some reason the disconnection with certain niggas.
I tried that shit.
No, you didn't, bro.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Bro. Yes, I did, bro.
Bro.
I tried.
On the last time you was on the podcast, we say, goddamn, you gonna reach out and goddamn to niggas and try to work with niggas. What hell, Slime?
Hey, man, I tried the shit, These niggas, man.
He had two or three
I told
features.
I was gonna talk, though.
Nah. You can't try through another nigga, though.
I know, you know you can't
yeah,
try
real shit.
Nigga,
real
see,
shit.
She's the type of nigga, tell another nigga I want to do a song, and then nigga gonna get back, and nigga hoe like, nigga hoe, man.
I'ma tell somebody if I can't come around there yet.
Why you can't go around?
Man, you know these niggas some bitches, man, come on.
Don't do, this is a nice show tonight.
This is a nice show tonight, yeah. We're gonna act like we got some sense in this motherfucker.
Nah, but for real, Shlyn, you probably, what, bro, we had a long discussion. Say goddamn, we gonna work with these rap niggas, you know. You just feel like, do you feel like eventually to be in this rap shit, you gotta be somewhat fake?
Yeah, you do.
To be like successful,
hell
like
yeah.
Super, super successful, you gotta man, do some type of fake shit.
Man, hell yeah, man. You know that. You now gotta go in there and fake smile with somebody in that motherfucker. They ain't just gonna let you in the door.
But is it fake shit or business though? We want to see you try.
We can't
bring these street codes to a real $1 billion business.
They won't let my street ass in their business.
Nah, you in their business.
I'm in their business in
you
my own little lane.
Money.
I'm in my own little lane. I'm doing my thing.
That's what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is, you get what I'm saying? We can't bring this street shit into this because it's different. You need to get scared.
I came in nice.
How? What you mean?
I mean, like, shit, like, fucking with artists type shit. Like, you know, like, the energy type shit. Like, I made sure the energy went that.
You feel like, it's necessary these days for a nigga to be a troll or clout chase or make content, like the label say, like, we need content. Like, do all type of stunts and shit just to stay relevant in this shit.
I ain't doing it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you think it's necessary, like, that's what the fans and the people looking for now.
I mean, yeah, because they be wanting to see what the hell you doing every day and shit. They be wanting to know what the hell going on with your life and shit. But shit, you know, some folk, like, shit, it worked for me. I don't be on Instagram. I don't do all that shit. But shit, I'm still goddamn, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of artists, too. It's a whole bunch of artists that don't do that shit that's straight. Now there's a whole bunch of artists that do all that shit that's, you know what I'm saying, straight. But I feel like when you
don't... But see, like, the thing with that is like... With niggas in the industry as opposed to niggas in the street, like, when you get into it with a nigga in the street, like, a scary nigga will try to put the police on you. But when you're in the industry and you get into it with a nigga in the industry, they'll try to box you out and blackball you so that you can't be in these buildings and these rooms and, you know what I'm saying, do the same shit that everybody else is trying to do.
Big facts from Jay.
Stop playing.
You be knowing what you're talking about, don't you?
Nudie in the building, man. So we were just chopping it up, man. So let's talk about a word, confrontation, right? Do you feel like, is there ever a time, like, where confrontation is not needed or, like, you know, some people feel like if you ever back down for confrontation in any measure, then you soft or some shit like that. Like, is there ever times where
when you say confrontation ain't needed, what you mean, Scream?
You
said
what? Bitch, you back down from anything, you a bitch. Ain't nothing else. Next question.
What about picking your battles, though? So you say that everybody, every troll, every situation.
What
I'm saying. Okay. Like, confrontation is different. I'm not talking about real beef confrontation. I'm saying in general, do you have to address every confrontation? Let's say you out at the mall, y'all kicking it, anybody kicking it, and a nigga say something crazy to you. Do you got to go all the way just because a nigga say something crazy to you?
You said when a nigga is what and says something crazy to you?
If you just out kicking it at a restaurant or a mall and a nigga just say something crazy to you.
I'm going.
Every time.
Yeah, you ain't finna put in my face disrespect.
Every time.
Yeah. But you know, on the internet, they're cool and shit. But in person, like, keep your thoughts to yourself type shit.
Yeah. What you think, babe?
About what?
Confrontation. But you going every time? Speak. If a nigga say so crazy to you.
Man. What Prince say when he's on the... When you campaign, don't be mad when you get elected.
Yeah, for sure.
If that's what you want, then that's what you get. Like, shit. But nigga talking, that shit ain't nothing. But you doing some threatening action, and a nigga don't do it like how these niggas be doing on the internet, running up playing and all that shit, bro. You gonna fuck around.
But a lot of these niggas be so lame to, like, that's their lifetime purpose to provoke a nigga to do some shit. Like, that's what they live for, and that's what they wake up to do, and you know what I'm saying, all that kind of shit. And it's like, once they get you to react, it's like they've satisfied their life goal.
How new
that shit be crazy.
Do you feel like like I said, do you feel like you have to goddamn adapt to this shit to just fit in this shit, like, or a nigga got to do what, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, what do a nigga do when he instilled with so many codes, so many, you know what I'm saying, morals and all that shit, and it go against? What do you do when it's time to feed your family? Like, what a nigga supposed to do? This entertainment at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get, nigga ain't gotta like these niggas. Give me that song. Nigga don't give a fuck how many times I call you, DM you, nigga. You saying you gonna do it, I'm gonna keep saying till you tell me no. Like, no, nigga. No. Other than that, I'm finna press you. What?
I'm gonna ask you like one or two times that it's over.
Nah, but if I'm saying I'm gonna do it, I might not. Niggas be busy. So you busy, bro. I know you're busy, bro, but what we doing about that verb?
Hey, bro. It'll take them like 5 minutes to do a song.
Two minutes.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you. By 2 minutes, I ain't gonna hurt a nigga, boy. For real.
But nigga, get what? It be time that you be busy too, though.
I be in the studio all the time.
But it's sometimes, nigga might see some shit that you ain't really feeling. You gotta get in a different zone to do that shit. You ain't never had no nigga seen no verse like that.
I always get paid for my shit.
Huh?
I always get paid for my shit.
You say you always get paid for it? Man. Well, nah, for sure.
So shit, you know, I won't be giving a damn what it sound like. Like.
This it.
I'm talking about, boy, this shit hard as hell.
That's funny, man. Hey, everybody was talking about the Atlanta Mount Rushmore rap and who should be on the Atlanta Mount Rushmore rap. Who you think should be on, like, the East Atlanta?
Like, the East Side
the Mount East Side Rushmore rap. Like, maybe 4 or 5 niggas. The GOATs.
I know I need to be out there on that motherfucker. For real. Nigga, I got my motherfucking face on the motherfucking testicle, nigga.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
First nigga to do that, boy. Stop playing, though.
Yeah.
Oh, they got it painted on the testicle?
Yeah.
That's her mirror.
Yeah. That motherfucker hard, too.
Yeah, that shit big as hell.
So who your top four just out of Atlanta then? Like, of all time, nigga probably inspired you or whatever. Like, you coming up like, I fuck with these type nigga. I like this type of music.
From Atlanta.
From Atlanta.
Shit, I ain't listened to nobody from Atlanta, but goddamn. Since a young nigga, what, Gucci and shit? I ain't really listened to nobody else from Atlanta. I don't know.
You just on that goo-wop, that's it?
Yeah, like from the beginning. But then, you know, when Future and shit came out, you know, nigga fuck with that shit. But yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that about it right now.
What's some shit you ain't got a chance to do yet that you want to do just in life, period, as Nudie? You know what I'm saying?
Like a young Nudie bucket list kind of shit.
I don't even know. I ain't never thought about that shit.
Like a place you might want to go, I don't know what.
You want to go parasailing? You want to jump out of a helicopter? You want to fucking float down Niagara Falls?
Oh, nah. I want to go to Ashdown. I want to go to Ashdown.
That's big.
On some smoking shit?
Nah, I'm going to take my granddaddy with me. See, they got them hoes out there butt naked. They be sending the glass and shit.
It's a newbie crazy, man. For real. We chopping it up with Young Nudie, Big Facts Live, man.
It's live, all what's happening, man. I'm on this motherfucker to rock, man.
Yeah, shout out to the White Grape. The White Grape got us great. Hey, look, bro, so a lot of rappers shy away from, like, going back to their hometowns and, you know, going back to where they're from and, you know, the places that they're familiar with because of, like, the negativity and the jealousy or whatever. So how do you go back to, like, paradise or, you know, go back to the East Side or whatever with the mind frame knowing that there's a possibility that there might be some of that negative energy there?
How can I put it? Like,
he bringing the negative. No, just,
hey.
Shut up.
Hey, like, I was dead before they rap shit.
Okay.
So I ain't going.
Say less.
I ain't going. So I can still pull up in my hood and shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of folk can't do that type of shit. And when they do it, you know, it be on some cameras and shit.
Yeah.
Like, majority of folk that's out here, they from the neighborhood. They know. They be seeing me and shit. Just on some regular shit.
Just like how, was it Soulja Boy that went back to, like, somewhere? One of them niggas that went back to somewhere and, like,
nah,
got
leave
Soulja
Boy
alone.
I don't want Soulja Boy on here. Don't do that, Jay.
Yeah, don't do Drake. <Yeah.
Okay. laughs>
He'll be trying to go up on Big Fat Water side.
My bad, Big Draco.
Don't do that. Yeah, fuck Drake.
You.
Oh
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What are we doing, bank?
What we doing, bank?
We fucking with the big slime ball. Hey, Mark, spend some of that slime, bro. Spend that on some butter. We do something a little different. Turn the lights on.
You ain't bring us a rich shooter.
Who got some questions for Nudie out there? Turn the lights on our people out there, man. You people came to show love.
You ain't bring us no rich shooter exclusive, bro?
Nudie? You hear Bobo from way up here.
Okay.
Smoking. You ain't bring us no rich shooter exclusive.
Riding with a little freak. She gonna suck me to sleep.
We appreciate y'all coming out, real shit, man.
Where's that nigga
shot at? Kodak, who got it?
Yo, what's up?
Somebody got a question for Nudie.
Audience, y'all got any questions? What's up?
Shot, you got something? Kodak?
Hold on, I do got somebody all the way in the back. Wait. I do got somebody in the back. Ooh.
Big slide
bomb. We ain't got no insurance, Kodak.
Shit, it was almost up. What's your name?
Shit, Angie.
You got to speak up.
Yeah. I said my name ain't.
You said what now?
What's the quick?
Stand up, my G.
Man, these folks done got drunk.
I said. For a song. Shit, I said my name ain't.
You said what?
I said my name ain't.
Okay, go ahead.
All
right, question,
bro.
Man.
What the question is, man? Damn.
Shit,
I'm gonna try the other side of the room.
Niggas can't do shit, man.
God damn, let me get my question back.
God damn, we trying to do some new fly shit. Nigga just said it. Shit, nigga, it.
What we got, Sean? What we got, Sean?
What's up?
Yeah, man, I ain't want my whole day, goddamn. Shit.
Go ahead with your question, baby.
Hey, Sly. What you be doing right now? You wearing rap type shit?
Oh, that's a good question.
I be scenario with one of them, goddamn. For real, for real.
Nah, that's a good question. On some real shit, like what you be doing to goddamn, you know, handling your business, feed your family, whatever.
Shit, you know.
I got somebody.
You know,
figuring it out.
Until I figure that shit out every day. Yeah, for sure.
That's a bad question. Figuring it out.
Yeah. Everything else. Gotta feed the family. Gotta feed the family. What the hell? Type of police ad question? I mean, damn.
That nigga, odd. It's odd.
I got a question right here, y'all.
I'll get a charge, Howdy.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Oh, would you be
What's
selling
your name
dope?
And where you from?
I'm 97.
Would you be carjacking?
Hey, man. Okay. Okay,
bro. Get on up out of here. This ain't the one for that one. What are we doing, man?
I got a question right here, y'all. Go ahead. What's your question, baby?
What's good? It's 97 Chatty. I'm from Sandy Springs, baby.
But Shout out to Sandy Springs and his bitch.
Give him the mic. Give him the mic so we can hear him.
All right. So, Nudie, I know you're a car guy, right? I love cars, bro. I was a valet. I got like 3 Hellcats in one night. That shit. I know you're going to get I know you got the demon. The ghoul is coming out. You gonna get the ghoul?
Hell yeah. I'm the first nigga with that motherfucker. What?
What'd he say?
1,000 horsepower.
He's talking about that ghoul.
He's a car person.
It's a new charger that's coming out. It'd be like 1,000 horsepower. Yeah.
What's your name of it?
Ghoul. God, one
hey,
of them
hey, the ghoul. Yeah, it's like faster than the Hellcat. But hey, if you could have any car in the world right now, don't matter the price, you can't ever trade it. What's it gonna be? It can't be the demon. Can't be a dog.
I hear somebody can't be the demon. What the most expensive car? I'm saying that bitch.
Bingo.
You can't sell it. That's what he said. You can't sell a car.
Who?
He gonna sell it.
Hey, you talking about for real, for real.
Bank, I got Spitty with me. Hold on. Spitty, what's up?
Spitty, what up, my brother?
Yo, what's good? This is Spitty. I'm from
Spitty,
Milwaukee.
Dirty Glove, what's happening?
Yeah, representing Dirty Glove Bastard. Yo, Nudie, shit, I want to know when you going to come, you know what I'm saying, jump off the porch with us.
Oh, shit, just said that shit. Hey, where the hell that nigga at? That nigga somewhere in that motherfucker. Hey,
yeah.
Let's get that nigga number and shit.
Yeah. No, but hey, I want to touch on what y'all was talking about earlier when y'all was talking about, like, older niggas, like, hating on young niggas, you know what I'm saying, in the game.
Go ahead.
So, me being coming to be an OG in the game and then put a lot of people on, I think a lot of, like, the older cats, they feel like they might lose position and, you know what I'm saying, they scared to put people on because they feel like they might lose their position, so.
But the only niggas that feel like that are the used-to-be roosters.
Real shit. Nah, that's what they are, the dinosaurs, you know what I'm saying? So, but cats like me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I feel like, even Scream, you know what I'm saying? Black, Jay, you too. Like, we put people on, like, because we know we comfortable in our positions and know that it's going to come back around.
Yeah, the real old niggas embrace the young niggas. It's no only the haters that don't fuck
what
with
What you
them.
Say, man?
I ain't putting any nigga on fuck these niggas. Any young nigga don't appreciate.
Nah, man.
Everything you do then, when you do it, nigga goddamn, everything you did, everything that worked.
Hey, now look, now y'all old nigga be work. Tripping too, though.
Huh?
The old nigga be tripping too.
Oh, facts.
Yeah.
That's why I just chill.
I don't know.
A nigga want to do a podcast, I can help you out. But these rappers, bro, these niggas got that overnight. Nigga be your boy, then tomorrow fit. Nigga tell you shit like, you don't treat me like a superstar. So you want me to be on your dick now? And you my man? That's how I be. Like, a nigga just get this paper. That's why I fuck with you, Slime, because you just, all your niggas is still, y'all still equal. No matter who got the bag, who, you know what I'm saying? We still what we is. I ain't trying to make you look at me like you gotta be on my dick now, cause I'm popping.
Yeah, that gay.
No, it's called gray.
Oh, damn. I forgot we on which card. Can't say that, can we?
Yeah, it's cute.
My bad.
It's
gray. Yeah,
my
he's gray.
To them people.
Yeah, but like, you want a nigga, we just family. All through the come up. All up Poe Hill, Shan Crystals. Get to the top. You the operator. You pop. Now I got now. Hey, bro, you'll get that book. First you go to goddamn. Hey, bro, get that book bag for me. Well, you get that motherfucker white tie, that nigga saying the shit in front of the bitches. Then after that, you that. Now that's some sucker shit.
Yeah.
Y'all feel like that's some sucker shit or some real shit?
Nah, that's some sucker shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like hard to be equal, man. Yo, well, every man got his own path to his destiny, man.
But get though, if it's a nigga draw to do that shit, then.
Oh, no, I ain't saying that. I'm saying, but don't. Not the job. Yeah. If we got a job, nigga, you can pay for this. But I'm not treating you as such.
Oh, no, we don't do that.
Everybody got to play their position.
Yeah.
True, but I'm not.
But I'm not finna reduce you to a bag, nigga.
I'm going to whisper to you, bro, you forgot the bag in the car. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna get out there.
Yeah, get in front of some hoes and be like, hey, grab that bag, bro.
I ain't finna be. Walk up to the door, pull my bag out, pull my bank out, like, everybody. No, nigga, I'm going to slide you the money. You do it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna try to. You know how niggas will try indirectly belittle people, bro?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't do that, bro. You don't know, nigga.
I don't like shit like that, though.
Yeah, I don't like come from nothing.
You try to make yourself a little bigger than everybody else and shit.
You make yourself a little small doing this shit.
Nigga gonna get you.
Facts.
Yeah.
Wipe that baby.
Yeah.
What we doing? We got any more questions? What we doing, Scream?
We got some more questions.
Any more questions in the crowd? Fat Nasty over the left.
Fat Nasty, I'm on my way to you.
Who the fuck is Fat Nasty?
I said Nasty.
It be Nate Podcast, Belly Gang.
They got the podcast. Oh, okay. Belly Gang Boys.
What they do, Fat Nasty?
Okay, listen, I know you said when they asked you who your inspiration as far as the A, you said yo Gucci, but outside of that, because you want to listen to no niggas from the A, who you was fucking with though, musically?
Oh, shit. Like on some old school shit, like I always tell motherfuckers I like 8 Ball and MJG.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
You went on the Ella boy?
Man, that's when we on that's still that older prime, you know. Shawty had that time, but you know, we slide on the fuck shit when we listen to Alley, man. Nah. You know how that shit go. Shawty had the my type of music.
Shout out to Alley, man.
For sure.
Real shit. Yeah, nah, Shawty done out that seat. That nigga had that.
Who's some artists you want to work with though? Who's some artists that you want to work with that ain't answering your phone? You said these niggas be on some fuck shit. So who's some artists?
Good question.
Who's some artists that ain't answering your phone?
I don't know, because these fuck niggas ain't got my number. damn. I don't know. Hey, look. I don't want these. Look, they'll tell me they fuck with me, though. You know how this shit go. But, shit, I don't know. I don't really be, like, having nobody where I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm excited to work with this person. Cause if you gonna do it, you gonna do it. If you don't, I don't give a fuck. I'm gonna finish that shit anyway. You feel me? So
basically, when a nigga doesn't respond or a nigga... it doesn't work out for you to be able to work with a nigga that you might have wanted to work with, you don't feel no type of way.
Oh, no, hell no.
Okay.
You just can't come to my hood, but hell no, we good. for real, but other than that, hell no. I ain't feeling no type of way. It is what it is. Fuck that shit.
I got another question right here.
If Nick can't come to your hood, you feel some kind of way though.
What's up, Shy?
Hi.
You feel some kind of way if Nick can't come to your hood?
Crack, but look, hell nah. No, I don't.
Huh?
Damn, me, I feel some type of way.
Yes, it do.
Bruh, so a nigga just pull up.
If it wasn't nothing, it wasn't nothing, though.
It ain't nothing. But you ain't finna just pull up and just pop out with cameras and shit. Hell nah.
Next question.
I got you right here. What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Malika. I'm from Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville, Georgia?
Yeah, it's on the north side.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah.
Like that shit far. That's right there, man. The fuck you talking about, man?
Go for it.
So my question to you, Young Nudie, you have a really good ear for beats. So have you ever thought about producing?
I tried that shit. I can't do it. Like my finger don't work with that shit. But I done help producers like goddamn. You feel me? Like yeah, make this sound like that type shit. But like that's me producing. Trying to make it, I can't do it. Oh, I know they told me, but I'm talking about like.
Yeah, touch
me. But if I do it like that though, like if I know how to do it like that, then there's a lot of producers I ain't gonna fuck with them no more. Cause I know how to do it myself. I know what I like. You feel me? But I like to let other people make money and shit. So I don't be tripping.
What's something you want to bring back to Atlanta, bro? Something that might be missing and we ain't got no more, like. It can be.
Who the fuck said straight drop?
He said straight drop.
I hate to hear it.
All right, y'all, I got another question.
Hold on. We ain't finished this question. What's something you want to bring back to Atlanta that you feel like missing? Could be anything.
Oh, no shit. Like,
could be a spot.
What's Atlanta miss? What's Atlanta miss? You tell me what it miss.
I'm saying some shit we used to have that we ain't got no more.
It could be an event. It could be a club. Anything.
There's too many
like,
people saying some shit.
What they say? What they, okay. You said what? Dope boy shit.
Hey, y'all come on the mic.
Shot come up. Shot.
A nigga said a free mixtape.
Somebody said scream mixtape. Hood rich, nigga.
Hood rich mixtape.
DJ scream.
Nah, that's a good question, Slime.
What's your favorite spot? What's that? What was the hardest club?
They need to bring I used to love in that bit what that bit called? Santria.
Oh yeah, Santria, yeah, in the West End.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the food.
Yeah, they had the best bitch in the world.
At the end, I called that bitch at the end. I would eat that bitch goddamn every other day. $1 million over there. Man, hell yeah, boy. He ain't lying. He know what he talking about.
What about like a club or some shit?
What, the nightlight? Yeah, yeah, we need that bitch back.
Yeah.
We need the nightlight back, y'all. Yeah. For real. That what we need back, for real. We need the nightlight back.
We need nightlight, chanterelles, what
it
else?
It gotta be in the same spot, though. It gotta be the same.
And we need Doug. We need Doug. We got the hell Doug. No, hell nah. Hell nah.
Bring the same hoes back.
Them niggas got deep in snipers.
Yo, I got Bank, I ran up here. I got a question from Molly right here. I'm up here. Jade, hey.
Go for it, right up there.
Go ahead.
I ran up here too because Molly had a question. Molly, what's up?
Okay, Nudie. Hi.
What's up? I mean,
what was your favorite album? Hi. What is your favorite album that you did? What is your favorite album?
All on.
Yeah.
I ain't got no favorite album.
Or mixtape.
I ain't got that either.
So all of them is your favorite?
Yeah. I don't like to compete with myself.
No, I feel it.
What was the first song you made, though, when you...
What's your name? You didn't tell us your name.
That's Marley. Marley, say your name again.
My name is Marley.
Okay, you having Marley. A good time? You having a good time?
Listen, I'm drunk, okay?
Huh?
I am drunk, okay?
You drunk?
For some reason, they got a whole
bottle. Oh, she drunk, yeah.
For some reason, they got a whole
Instagram up here. So these boys can look
up.
Hey, how they turn the lights on?
Who else up here got a question?
How they turn the lights on up like that?
No,
turn
I
lights
just,
on
I ran,
PDE,
I
man,
ran
PDE
up here,
this
man.
Bitch.
Who?
Turn lights on the other side, man.
You got
on the
a question?
Side of the balcony, man. Let my people miss.
What's up?
That nigga poo poo.
What's happening up there?
It's intriguing. This shit is it's fun as fuck up here. I ain't gotta lie.
Hey, this is real.
I feel like
shit.
The hood.
What's up, Rico? What's up?
What up, Fat Fat?
Nigga, turn that light on.
DJ Screen, it said gang in this bitch. I don't know what that means, but it sounds lit up here. It says 4L up here.
Hey, I bet Mondu can't in the building.
Oh, nah.
Where Pineapple at?
She ain't in the building. Nah.
She ain't
in
here.
It's a lot of money up here, though. This is lit.
Hey, Escobar, let Escobar ask his brother a question.
Where he at? Escobar, hold on. Oh, shit.
Let Escobar ask his brother a question.
Oh, I'm running.
What up, Fat Fat?
You want me to ask you a question, nigga?
Go ahead, nigga.
You a bitch.
what these folk gonna expect from that wrist shooter?
Come down to the balcony, y'all.
Oh, that's hard. He said, what these folk gonna expect from the wrist shooter, your new tape?
Gameplay. Fuck, nigga. Yeah.
Hey, watch your motherfucking mouth if I come down there and show you real bit fast. But yeah.
Hey, man, take the mic for Buddy, man.
They don't gave the right nigga the mic.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir. What else I need to ask your duck ass?
Okay. It's getting real in here, y'all.
It's getting real. Hey, what kind of feature we got on that motherfucker, though, Sly?
What we got?
Shit, you know.
We don't.
It's a prayer.
It's a surprise, y'all. He said it's a surprise, so it's a surprise.
You know what's on there? You tell her.
Yeah. Spill the beans.
What features on that motherfucker?
Shit, I can't tell you. My God, I'll be here with that nigga after we leave here.
Take
it. That's confidential. You know, motherfucker.
That confidential right there. But back, I'm going to DM me. I'm going to let you know.
You going to DM me. This nigga fried. I'm
going to call you and let you know.
Hey, but y'all nigga ain't tell us about the PDE compilation album. Nigga, what's happening?
Oh, that motherfucker finna drop, nigga. That motherfucker finna drop real soon. So y'all motherfuckers just stay in tune. 4L combination coming out real soon. So y'all nigga just be prepared.
Oh, yeah, you know don't play with them.
Yeah, don't play with us at all. Salute. At all. Bank, we're going to let you do the intro to that motherfucker, Bank.
I can't wait.
Yes, sir. It's done.
Hey, pad the mic.
All right, I'm going to get the mic up because the lame man nigga don't want me to shine.
All right. All right, y'all. I got you. What? All right, y'all, I got a question right here.
Come on with it.
Go ahead, Sean. What's your name, baby, and where you crazy. From?
Oh, my name's Roach. I'm from Miami, Florida. Hey, if I had $1 million, should I put it in crypto or should I triple it and sell it in crack?
That's a good question. Crypto or crack?
What you say?
He's basically saying crypto or crack.
Crypto or crack? What you put your money in?
Hey, hey man.
He what said, you know about?
Look.
I don't know about no motherfucking crypto.
You give me $1 million in coke, I'm going to turn that bitch up. I'm going to double it and triple it and probably put it in some scam shit and turn it into 10 million quick.
I done seen a lot of you niggas go broke with that crypto shit too, but put that money.
I'm going to just keep the mic, y'all.
A lot of little chicks I know calling, somebody they need their car note because of money, Bitcoin folded.
What y'all say? Who sent them?
Hey, man.
Who sent you, boy?
What?
Y'all know I ain't answering your question. That shit over with.
What's up, Sean?
I wouldn't give a damn what it is.
Scream, we got a show. What we got?
Tap my life. I don't do nothing but come to Big Facts and Shit Show. And
if you ain't got about now, you ain't gonna get it.
Doing it. Fuck it.
Go for
it,
Sean. Go for
it. All right, I got somebody that want to ask the question, but they want me to ask it for them.
Go ahead.
So they want to
don't
know.
Do that. No, we ain't doing that.
It's Big Facts. Hold on, I can't do it for you.
Well, Sean, I got somebody that's going to ask her own question. Lady, what's your name?
What up, Scream? It's Paige Cherie.
What up, Paige?
What's up? What up, Zane? It's Paige. I know y'all can't
what's
see
up?
Me.
Oh,
hey, Queen. How are you,
baby?
Beautiful?
How you doing?
I want to plug my podcast too, cause everybody else.
You better hurry up and do it.
All right, well, the gym pod, follow us, goddamn. So I have a question for Nudie. How hard is it to have a relationship while you are in the start of your career?
Oh, shit.
Hold on, what you say?
Hold on. Oh, y'all
hold
mad?
On, y'all
wait, mad? Come on, man. Y'all don't want nobody to have no love.
Get your people, Slime.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's
water how hard is it to have a relationship or either if you have a crush or anybody during your career, like the height of your career right now?
It is same shit. But you a bitch. Before I said that. Nah, it is same shit.
Yeah, bro.
Do you think you could be in a relationship with him?
Right now.
Nah, he's saying the same shit. Like, basically, like, everything good on his end with what he got going. But do you think you could date a female that was in the industry, too?
Nah, uh-uh.
So why she not? Can't be a part of the industry?
I don't... Because I ain't with all that competition.
If your girl had a baby daddy, would you let her buy would you let her buy her baby daddy?
There we go.
You said what? I said again.
If your girl had a baby daddy, would you let her buy the baby daddy suffer for today?
He take care of the child.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I ain't knocking no shit like that. He take care of the child.
Huh?
Man, that father name, nigga. What the fuck?
Nah.
Man, listen, man. I don't care about no shit like that, man.
Nah.
Hey, Bank. She said she told you.
You don't think so, child?
Bank. She said she told you, Bank.
You can't buy no nigga
shit. Listen. If I ain't with my hoe, right? If I ain't with my baby mama, And I take care of my child. I ain't fucking ill, but I take care of my child. And Father Day come, bitch, better give me some. I'm telling you.
Big facts. Yeah. Big facts, bang.
Nah. I ain't going for that.
Hey, who y'all agree with? Me or Bang?
Hey, Bang. She yeah. said she told you earlier.
Who you with?
She with.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier.
Y'all with Bang?
No, we were talking about this earlier. We had a crowd. Hold on.
What you say, Footy? What you say, Footy? Oh, man.
I'm with Nudie.
Real nigga. She gonna get both of them. What the hell you talking about?
Like you, I ain't with that shit.
Oh, hell
yeah.
No.
She still like Nudie.
Nigga. You scared of your head, nigga.
Hey, Nudie, look. Hey, look, Nudie, I fuck with you.
You understanding of a motherfucker, bro.
Hey, look, but she, look, if she that's still know what you like.
Understanding shit.
If she still know what you like, she still like you, bro. Hell no, she take away from my gift. She still know what you like? Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
See, I'm the type of nigga. Don't want glad, that. Bro. My girl ain't got no baby daddy. Cause I'm type of nigga. I'm finna be playing both, instigating them to get into it anyway. Y'all don't even need to like each other. Y'all ain't cool.
Hey, Bang. Huh? She said she told you earlier. Right here, stand up.
Who?
I told you that earlier, babe.
What you told me, baby?
It's cool to battle Gil.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but you tried to switch it. You tried to switch it, so I said let the badass kids buy it. But I told you that. I told you, it's okay to buy gifts.
I get it. I respect it.
Some people think
I can't do it, though, Sly.
Why not?
For what, though? What's the reason?
You might be a good daddy.
Not Nick.
Hold on. I got one.
No, what up? This one came, man. Listen. Check. I'm with Bank on this shit, man. Fuck
you
that
like
nigga,
Lil
man.
John.
Fuck that nigga, man. Yeah, straight up.
Oh, bro, you got a mask on. Come on
you
over, bro. Take that shit off.
Fuck that nigga. Shawty got the Fable glasses on. Yeah, you
motherfucker. Huh? Straight up, man. Fuck that nigga, man.
Yeah, that
saying?
Nigga look like
look,
Lil John.
I told Rip. I'm like, look, bro. Look. Hey. Hold on. Let me take the mask off. I told Rip, I said, look, man. It's all good. You feel me? Y'all can have the best relationship in the world. But look, man. I ain't even fucking with that nigga, man. Fuck that nigga, man. Don't get that nigga shit. You get that nigga some shit if you want to, man. I ain't going for it. You know what I mean? Straight up. You know what I mean? First of all, I ain't even fucking with a girl goddamn. You know what I'm saying? You got a baby that. Hey, man, that shit dead, B. You feel me? Straight up.
Buddy drunk.
Oh, excuse me, before we go any further, please remove all coronavirus.
I got vouching for y'all.
Because corona's over
y'all
and we don't trust
shit.
Niggas.
Stand up again, my brother.
We don't
brother.
Trust niggas.
Look right at him.
Yo. Please remove these in your face.
Listen. If you a good nigga, you take care of your kid. You take care of your kid. But if you and your baby mom, if you got down, if you were a girl with a baby daddy, hey man, you know what I'm saying? You gotta goddamn go for that gift. If you got down, you know what I'm saying? You gotta rock with Nudie on that shit. If you fucking with her,
yeah.
But hey, you know what I'm saying?
I get it, but I wouldn't even choose a woman who got kids by another.
That's what I'm talking about. You feel me?
That's just me. I just can't even.
I gotta rock with my nigga Bank on that shit.
Bitch, because I'ma always be wondering how deep was y'all bun? Y'all got a baby.
If she got that nigga gift, but she got
I
top them off.
Too deep about shit, like.
Hey, I got a question right here, y'all.
Come on with it, Shy. What's up, Shy?
What's your name? Where
nigga
you from?
Turn this shit to Ricky Lake.
My name's TJ. I'm from Gwinnett.
Hey, man, big facts, man. This shit the real one right here. I like this shit.
You follow this shit?
I'm going to switch up the topic a bit. Who do you think is going to the NBA Finals? ATL?
You know the big A, bitch.
You got Trey?
You know where going.
Ice Trey the game?
What that nigga say? We got faith. Oh, damn. There you go right now.
Ice Trey? Who's coming out the West?
You said what?
Who's coming out the West Coast? You got the Suns?
Phoenix, man. Yeah.
You got the Suns?
All right. You got to add these sports people about all this shit. I'm just with my city.
That's all I had. Big fan, man. Take care.
Appreciate it. Y'all could have got the motor?
Hey, we got it.
Y'all could have got the motor? Yeah.
We got one more, baby girl. What's your name? Where you from?
Millie. I'm from Riverdale.
What'd she say?
What's the date on Rich Shooter?
Huh?
I need a date on Rich Shooter.
Oh,
when
she
he come
need a
out?
Date. I ain't got no like no number, but next month though, some shit like next month. Yeah, I can tell you that. That's what I can tell you.
Big facts.
Yeah, big fat.
Nudie, man, what's the shit you want the people in the audience to know, fans to know, anything you want them to know? Like,
about you that they don't already know.
That they might not know. Because you don't do a lot of talking, but what's some shit that might fuck everybody up if you tell them I'm on this type of shit?
Yeah, I ain't going. For real. I ain't going.
They already know that, though. Some shit they don't know.
Shit. Yeah, sick shit on the way. Yeah, my brother finna get ready to drop some shit. Yeah, that for sure.
About you, nigga.
Shit, that's about me. We all is one.
Hard. That's hard.
Yeah, we all is one. That's how we rock. Yeah.
Some shit about them people don't know. Like, just some shit people might not know about you. Like, I'm on this shit. Like, I do this, like, when 21.
I'm vegan or some shit. Just anything. This nigga trying to check for all the bullshit in the question, like, huh? I'm thinking about it.
Shit, I don't got down. Well, they pretty much know. I don't got down, no. 5M, fuck you talking about. Who said that? Yeah, I be on PC now. I play this shit. I like the PC, the computer shit.
Okay.
What's that?
Yeah, it's a little game and shit. I just got hip to this shit.
What type of game? It like
Grand Theft Auto type shit.
Okay.
But the shit like real life type shit. Like we be dressing like in real clothes and shit.
Oh yeah, you be on the game too though. You could have said that, nigga.
Yeah. It just clicked in my head when y'all said that shit. Whoever said it, I think that was Twin. But yeah. That's what I'm on though. I'm on the PC.
Dude got delay
shit
on them answers. You think about it. That's real shit though.
Yeah.
You supposed to think about your answers for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. I just can't up and say shit. I've been saying the wrong shit. For real.
Kodak, what's up? What you got, bro?
Carden, what's up? What's your question?
I'm Carter from South Central California. And my question is, if you could pick any artist to put on a feature, who would you pick?
I don't know.
Okay.
They asked me that shit already.
They did? I didn't hear it.
Like dead or alive. Fuck it. Dead or alive, who your dream feature would be? Like a nigga that passed away. Fuck these niggas who living. The nigga who passed away. You probably want to work with. Who you want?
Nah. If it's somebody I really want to do a song with, for real, like, on shit like that, it got to be like, yeah, 8 Ball and LJG.
Oh, that hard.
Yeah. Is it?
That hard.
No Tupac?
I mean, you know, his music, I like his music and shit, but I like, you know, they were talking about the dope. Nah, this shit.
Say less.
Yeah, you know, mama and shit. Where Tupac was talking about shit. Yeah.
Y'all know they in the building with this big facts live Rent Shooter coming soon. You said July. What else you got up your sleeve for the summer, man? What can we expect for Nudie, PD, and everything?
Shit, never more music, more goddamn, just more everything, and more goddamn of me coming outside and shit like that.
You had some crazy ass shows too. You ready to get back to them shows? You missed them shows last year.
Yeah. For real.
Going on tour. When you going on tour?
Right. Or around the end of the year.
Who going with you?
Shit, me and the bro.
Put a little one on her.
Shit, come on, man. They ain't in you. Come on. Where he at? You wanna go, nigga? Where he at? Oh, okay. Say less.
Nah, for real, that's hard.
Scream, we got two more questions.
Come on.
What's up?
I'm dead ass. Don't be bullshit.
My name Ron from Marietta, but I just say, Nudie, if you had to go to college, what would you major in?
That's hard, bro.
Nah, hell nah. Business for sure. You right, business, but what that shit called when you learn how to grow plants and shit?
Oh, it's called horticulture.
What it called?
Horticulture.
Horticulture. Yeah, I done went for that shit. Yes, sir. Travel howling, nigga.
Last question.
My name is Courtney from Stone Mountain. It's a lot of politics in the industry. So what's one thing that if you could change anything for your favor in the industry, what would you change?
That's hard. He said if it was one thing, he said, you know the industry shit gray as hell. If it was one thing you could change, what would you change?
Interpreter. Yeah, man, that nigga burnt out, man.
It's so crazy. That ain't what he said, but that is what he said.
Me, for real, what I would change, like, this just on some me personally type shit. Like, y'all ain't gotta give a fuck about this type of shit. But me, like, if you come in the rap game talking all that gangster shit, we need to do a background check. I'll talk for real. Hell yeah. For sure. Bring your papers.
I agree.
Bring your goddamn vouchers. We need to hear some old heads talking about you and every goddamn thing. We need to hear something. For real.
Oh, nigga, I check out, like.
Yeah.
Check a box. Like, yes or no. Or maybe.
man, it'd be a bad investment if a label got down, get a gangster rapper, and then he come around and he'll snitch.
This shit art though, bro. That's how, this shit is art.
So when you was a snitch, that shit over with.
This shit art.
What snitch? What rapper that's a snitch still moving around right now besides 6ix9ine?
Bro, y'all nigga on that bullshit. Oh. So what's your goals and aspirations? And
nah, but real shit though, a lot of these niggas probably just ain't been exposed yet.
I'm to my and whiskers.
Can a rapper be lying about his life and still be jamming? Cause his music be good even if it's
all these niggas lying, man. Mean?
I don't know. I'm not saying I fuck with him. I'm just
where
saying.
Where you from?
Nah, he just know how to set up a good question to make you say some bullshit. Like oh, all does. These niggas lying. That basically like, can you tell lies and make it?
Absolutely.
So ain't nobody, I ain't gonna say ain't nobody jamming some Moser.
Oh nah, he got solid niggas in this shit. Yeah, yeah. You see, these niggas, like, these niggas doing this shit now though. Shit different. All them older niggas lying like fuck. Y'all niggas doing that shit, man.
Yeah, time to change.
Yeah, time to change. Everything yeah. They saying they
I
doing.
Get it, I get that now. Like, look, the young generation they coming up now. Majority of them motherfuckers that coming out rapping the shit now, like, they be out here doing their little shit. Cause they be ready to rap about it. They get done doing that shit. You feel me? But I ain't on that. I ain't with all that. But
oh, nah, for sure.
Yeah, but. Yeah, shit done changed. But I Christian. Can't speak for them old heads and shit that rap from Atlanta shit. You know about them folk.
I just told y'all.
I know
it. You know, at the end of the day, man, but it was art then.
You back to the art.
I'm finna start saying it art. It art.
It was art, bro.
It art,
y'all. Jay, what's up? You don't want to sleep on that Ciroc?
Yeah. Big facts.
Nah, Nudie, it's love right here, though, man. We popped it out with a solid nigga, man. Y'all ain't, if nigga ain't following, Nudie, following. Whatever y'all on, get on. Whatever y'all on, get on it. Cause this a solid one, for real. Up round our way.
Yeah, I just be chilling.
For sure.
I got one more for you, bro. I be hearing, like, as I was moving around, they say, and I ain't gonna lie, I agree with it, but how you feel when a nigga say, man, we feel like Young Nudie underrated?
I'm straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't be tripping. Like, I ain't rushing for shit. You feel me? Cause all my little numbers and shit, like it don't go down, it go up, so I don't be tripping. Mm-hmm. I ain't tripping.
And you, like you say, you doing it your way. You ain't doing all the bullshit, the, no clout shit. You doing.
When I do my shows, it still be packed. Camera still go up, still lit, still turn. My shit just look just like a motherfucker that's goddamn big. You feel what I'm saying?
So yeah.
When they be saying that shit, I don't really be tripping about that shit. You feel me? I got my own fan base anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Big shouts out to Young Nudie helping us kick off that Big Facts Live. You want to say something, Jay?
Hmm?
Jay, you on a little drunk and over started no, drunk no. Shit. Love will come get him. She up here on the drunk shit. Get it together.
Nah, I just, you know, this is just a really great thing we got going on here.
You happy?
Yeah, I'm ecstatic.
Hey, if you'll come back and see us live again, say fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. It's up then. Big Facts, bitch.
Big shouts out to Young Nudie fucking with us. Big Facts Live. Mark B, drop something for us, man. Let's vibe out.
Hey, yeah, man.
Let's
turn it into the night.
What time we all be out there, mother? Moody chill. Y'all know this shit. Go Moody chill. Turn this shit up, though.
Yeah.
Who won't bother? Y'all come grab these bottles. Whoever get up and get these motherfuckers, you can get them.
Yeah,
fuck that. Turn this shit to the club.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop
with the Gangster Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday.
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangster Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangster Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.